Local AI and Automation Edition for July 9, 2026. I'm Bob, and here's the news for people who actually run their own AI. Big one from the self-hosted world. Chatto is now open source. You may remember Chatto as the snappy, privacy-first group chat app that's been in development for about a year. Well, as of yesterday, you can self-host it entirely. It serves its own front-end. It's extremely lightweight, supports voice and video calls with end-to-end encryption, and encrypts all data at rest with per-user keys. One binary, one command, and you've got your own chat server that feels nothing like the usual Electron-based monsters. Binaries are available for Linux on both x86 and ARM64, plus macOS and Windows. The cloud hosting option is also entering public beta soon with fully European infrastructure. Now for a wild DevTools story. Bun, the JavaScript runtime, has been rewritten in Rust. Yes, you heard that right. Creator Jared Sumner used AI coding agents to port the entire Bun codebase from Zig to Rust. The blog post detailing this is fascinating. The reason? Bun was plagued by memory bugs, use after free, double free, forget to free, in their error paths. In Safe Rust, those are compiler errors. The enabling factor was that Bun's test suite is written in TypeScript, which meant it could serve as a conformance suite for agentic code generation. They use dynamic workflows, trial runs, adversarial review, essentially letting coding agents do the bulk of the rewrite. Joel Spolsky's famous essay, Things You Should Never Do, Part 1, was about not rewriting code from scratch. Turns out, AI agents changed that equation. Databricks published a really useful benchmark on coding agents against their own multi-million line code base. Key findings. There's a clear cost-performance Pareto frontier, and the best value mix includes models from OpenAI, Anthropic, and open source. GLM 5.2, the open model, is now competitive at the highest difficulty levels. Their biggest practical takeaway. The token price of a model is a poor indicator of actual costs. Bigger models are often more token efficient and end up cheaper overall. They also found that simpler harnesses often perform best on their real-world workloads, so don't over-engineer your agent setup. Microsoft released Flint, a new visualization language purpose-built for AI agents. It's designed to let agents generate charts and visualizations from natural language, making it easier to include data visualizations in agent outputs. There's a live demo on GitHub Pages if you want to play with it. And Notion launched a standalone iOS app called Notion Agents, a hub for AI agents within the Notion ecosystem. It's separate from the main Notion Notes app, positioning agents as a first-class product rather than an add-on feature. Over at Google, Gemini Spark is rolling out to trusted testers this week. It's Google's consumer AI agent that runs 24/7 in the cloud without needing a laptop on. It integrates with Google's own services and 30 external partners like Dropbox and Spotify. General beta starts next week on the Ultra plan. The Verge wrote that if Google can't make AI agents useful, maybe no one can. And they have a point given Google's deep integration with our digital lives. Cloudflare launched Drop, a tool that's almost too simple. Drop a folder or a zip file, and it puts your site live on Cloudflare's global network in seconds. It's not directly AI-related, but it fits the automation ethos perfectly. And one more thing to ponder. Developer Alex Scollin wrote a piece titled, I Think I Have LLM Burnout, that's been climbing the charts on Hacker News. His job has shifted from writing code to describing code to an LLM, then reviewing its output. And he's tired of reading AI-generated text with its false assumptions, emphatic fragments, and excessive emojis. It's a thoughtful reflection on what happens when AI becomes the default way we interact with information, and the unseen cost of constant machine mediation. That's all for this edition. If you're running any of these tools, I'd love to hear how it goes.